Bill, for the fourth consecutive game, your guys' offense was able to get it going, keep it going, really open things up with Deshaun Watson. How well are things working with him? And it seems like consistently, it's not just off and on. I mean, you guys are able to get it going, keep it going for four quarters.
Yeah, I give these players a lot of credit, Brian. These guys are practicing hard. They're putting the time in the meeting room. I think we can play better, to be honest with you. I thought the second half wasn't as good, but I think they're really doing what we're asking them to do, and I think it's a matter of really just trying to get better every single day. You know, we'll have some time off here during the bye week, but when we come in here early this week, let's try to correct the mistakes and really think about improvement, how we can get better.
Deshaun has 17 total touchdowns now in just, you know, five starts, six games. As each week goes by, are you seeing him just becoming more confident, being able to open up the offense more and more with him each week?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting way to look at it. I will tell you that he's a very confident guy. He's got a quiet confidence about himself. I mean, he's just the same guy every day. He really believes in himself. He's a very intelligent guy. He's really never satisfied. You know, I'm not even sure how happy he is right now. I know he's happy the team won, but, you know, interception, those types of things. So I know he'll be in here tomorrow early trying to get better. That's the type of mentality he has. He's a great guy to coach. Just a really special kid, and you know, I think he'll only get better and better.
Given the losses you suffered last week on defense, how pleased were you with how opportunistic you guys were inside of the ball today?
I think that's the big thing in this league. I think if you can take the ball away and you can limit your own turnovers, obviously you'd like to come out of the game with zero turnovers, but if you can take the ball away like we did, then you're really playing complementary football. And I thought that our defense was very opportunistic today, and I think a lot of guys stepped up and played really hard. I was really happy with the way the defense played.
Taking off on that, Bill, you obviously first game without JJ and Whit. You don't replace those guys per se. You just have to figure out a way to compensate for them. Can you talk a little bit how it coalesced for you today?
Yeah, there's no way that you can, you know, that you can replace those guys. I mean, you're talking about, you know, defensive player of the year. You're talking about a guy that Whitney Mercilus that's had a bunch of big plays for us over the last three years. JJ, like I said, you know, best defensive player in football. So I think it's a matter of scheme. It's a matter of moving guys around. It's really trying to stay ahead of the offense with, you know, multiple schemes, multiple things that we do. And, you know, I thought Mike and the staff did a real good job, and give all the credit to the players. They went out there and executed and played very hard.
Bill, you guys don't have the bye week before you go to Seattle. How confident are you feeling in this team and being able to kind of find this identity with Deshaun? You know, even losing Watt and Mercilus, the defense is still a top caliber defense, to be able to kind of find your own path in these final 10 games of the year after the bye week.
Yeah, look, I think this is the time of the year when we really have to start playing well. We have to play more consistently. I really like this team, Brian. I think this is a very fun team to coach. They work very hard. They care about each other. You know, we've got a really good young quarterback that's playing pretty well. That has to continue. We have to continue to coach as good as we can. You know, we have to always look to improve as a coaching staff. And I think as long as the players show up to work every single day and try to get better every day, I think we'll be okay. The Seattle game is, you know, ways off now, but obviously that's going to be a very, very tough game. I've been there before. That's a very difficult place to play, and it's very loud, and they have a great team, great head coach. So, but, you know, let's correct the mistakes from this game and, you know, begin to put something together for Seattle as the week goes on.
The saying in the NFL is you are what your record says you are. But with the way that Deshaun's playing, does 3-3 feel different than maybe 4-5 in 2014 heading into the bye, 3-5 in 2015 heading into the bye, or even 5-3 last year?
I think I know what you're driving at. I would tell you that I adhere to the you are what your record says you are. You're a 500 team, and, you know, I think, again, it comes down to, you know, it's really a race to see who can improve the fastest. I'm telling you. You know, I just think that this league is all about, like, who can get better and put together the most consistent games over the last half of the season. I know we're not halfway through, but we're close to halfway. Who can be the most consistent team? Who can play the most consistent complementary football? Who can get better? Who continues to work? You know, I think that's what this league's all about, and I think that's what we have to do.
Bill, you had the touch kind of pass, touchdown to Braxton Miller, where he kind of crossed over.
Right.
And then pulled Fuller in motion, handoff to Foreman. He broke off for 39. Are you able to, open it up more with Deshaun? I mean, we've seen this now for four consecutive weeks where, and it's rhetorical, it's obvious, but I mean, plays that you weren't able to do before he took over, we're seeing a lot more creativity with him at certain times in the game.
Yeah, he's a really good ball handler. You know, I think that's one of the things we noticed about his skill set right away coming out of college was how good he was at simple little things, but that really add up to a successful play. Just the ability to hand a ball off but make it look like you're handing off to somebody else, or carrying out a fake, or whatever he does. He really tries to perfect every single play. That's the mentality he has, which is almost impossible to do. But he's a very, very good ball handler, and I think that's something that we've tried to take advantage of, and we have to continue to change that up.